This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition 2019 as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on many of our Salem Media Group affiliates, as well as leading independent radio stations all across America. And we're also heard around the world streaming to where many of our great nation's military are listening to us right now. To them, we say a sincere, heartfelt thank you for your service to America. And remember, the Captain's America Third Watch is now nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. And that means many more radio stations are coming aboard, and we're looking forward to having more members of the Captain's Army joining us every night from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, thank you for our service to America of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. We've got your six here in this program. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, we've got Colonel Jim Warshook on the line right now. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
And Colonel, we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
We are ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag,
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
We
emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, you're a veteran of the United States Air Force. Your last assignment was over there working at CENTCOM. You were very heavily involved in a Desert Storm, as well as what happened in Iraq and all around the world in different places. And I want to pick your brain a little bit on Syria. Now, when I first heard the news about Syria, I kind of scratched my head and I said, wait a minute. We're not telegraphing our what we do, but yet we're telling everybody that we're leaving. Are we trying to draw the enemy out there so we can go probably whack-a-mole with them again? Is that what that was all about?
Well, that's certainly always a potential possibility when we do things like that. We use announcements such as the announcing of the withdrawal as a strategic influencer to try and PSYOP to try to, you know, determine what our potential enemies and adversaries might do. So that's certainly a factor to consider. And then in line with that, you look at the timeline from which we would start pronouncing when they would be leaving. I tend to look at the big issue here was when we first went in, we were supposed to go in there for only about 3 months, and that was back in 2015. And that really probably needed some vigorous debate at the time. Of course, it didn't happen. Previous administration, President Trump came in and specifically designated the mission of the 2,200 or so special operators, Marines, and a few other forces to be the nail in the coffin for ISIS, which they have been valiantly conducting over the last 2 years and are pretty much about mopping that up. Of course, there's still a number of ISIS that are still hidden. And with that, what's not being talked about is the plan reveals, or I shouldn't say reveal, has always been there, is, you know, we have a sizable force over the border in Turkey. We have 5,200 plus troops still in Iraq, which would be certainly capable of handling any effort to go after the remnants of ISIS. And we also have troops and capabilities afloat, both in the Med and in the Gulf, to support any efforts by our forces in Turkey and in Iraq. And then we have members of the coalition of a number of countries, France and Great Britain and others, that are also involved. So pulling 2,200 Special Operations Force, whose mission primarily was training the SDF, which is the Syrian Democratic Force, which are the Kurds, mm-hmm. and conducting operations, direct action missions against ISIS. Those 2,200 forces are there specifically to do that. They're not there to hold ground. They're not there to be a watch over what the Russians are doing or the Iranians are doing. And incidentally, the Russians have 63,000 or so troops in Syria now,
yeah,
built
yeah.
up over the last 5 or 6 years. The Iranians have 70,000 of various elements of their forces. What you have to understand about Iran has been there for decades,
mm-hmm.
since Assad and his father came into power, and after the collapse of the Iranian government under the Shah and the creation of Hezbollah, the Iranians have been in Syria. So there's nothing new there. That's been a fact of life for all these years. So
mm-hmm.
The mission to pull them out is they're no longer needed there. And if you were going to keep them there to do something else, that's not the right force. What I've been telling folks is, if you're going to put a force in there to do nation building, and God help us if we ever get involved in that again,
yeah.
or to be a force to hold territory, you're looking at now 25,000 forces or more of different general purpose forces to do all that. You've got to provide all the logistics and everything else that comes up. That's definitely the wrong direction that we want to be in, and certainly mm-hmm. this president isn't going to do that.
And, folks, I'm speaking to Colonel Jim Warshuk. He's retired USAF, formerly stationed at CENTCOM, been in very heavily involved military planning and covert operations. But when we come back, because I'm just watching my clock here and I'm getting ready to take a break, when we come back, Colonel, I'm going to ask you about Afghanistan, because I got some information last week, and I'm just going to throw it out there to see what you have to say. And here comes the music. So, folks, I will be right back with Colonel Jim Warshuk. By the way, if the name sounds familiar, yes, he is the Hillsborough County Chairman of the Republican Party. And we'll talk a little bit about politics towards the bottom of the next segment, too. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Afghanistan and something I found out over the weekend. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. That's Wayne Allyn Root. And he'll be on the program tonight, hour number one, leading things off. I'm sure he's going to be loaded, prepared, and ready to go. By the way, just a friendly reminder, everybody, starting next Tuesday, January the 8th, you'll be able to come have lunch with the captain. We're going to be operating out of the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. That's at the north end of the runway, Waters Avenue exit off the Veterans Expressway, right there, TIA Airport, up just a little bit north of the runway. And we'll be there from noon to 1:30. Remember, the reason I'm going to the Mission Barbecue is because that's where they honor America's first responders, our firefighters, our military, our police. And they have one of my helmets there from the World Trade Center up on the Wall of Honor, and I was happy to give it to them. So we're going to be there. Noontime, they play the national anthem. Everything comes to a halt, and everybody stands there, veterans wearing military covers, salute, and hands over your heart and all that sort of stuff. They sing the national anthem. It's really stirring. And the other thing is, veterans, if you do identify yourself and wear your military cover or shirt or whatnot, you get a free dessert there while you're there. They got some great food. Try that trimmed beef brisket. Oh, Colonel Jim, have you been there?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
Well, maybe we'll see you there on Tuesday next week.
We will look forward to doing that.
Yep, noon to 1:30. Now, I'm coming back with something that I heard about Afghanistan. I've been hearing some grumblings for a while. But over the weekend, it got very specific because one of my friends who went to Iraq and worked for Blackwater and was one of their team leaders for one of their teams they had there got a questionnaire sent to him asking if he would consider coming back to work for a new opening being made available in Southeast Asia. Now, I'll stop because you have more information. So you go ahead and tell me what you know.
Well, Blackwater now is advertising. They've taken out a one-page ad in a number of publications that basically doesn't exactly say what they're going to do, where they're going to be, but they're saying they're coming back. And in some discussion with a few folks that I've worked with over the years who worked with Blackwater, they're talking about putting a sizable contingent into Afghanistan. And if you recall, if you go back early in the Trump administration, Eric Prince, who was the CEO and founder of Blackwater, had talked to new at the time President Trump the idea of putting a privatized force in Afghanistan to replace the U.S. Now, there wasn't much public discussion on that then, but this may be an aftermath of that.
Yeah, and of course, Eric Prince is the brother of Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education.
That's exactly right. So he does have access to the president through the Secretary of Education, and of course, being a prominent figure who's been around and for all the work that Blackwater did in Iraq and Afghanistan during the early years of those wars, they did a lot of security work for the State Department and support to the military, and somewhat controversial in certain situations, but they're made up of former military folks, primarily
from all around the world,
special operations communities from all around the world, and so they're very capable. They don't have to do very much training because the folks who come to them have that training, and then they do what they need to do. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Now let's talk about something that came from by way of a Chinese admiral. He said something in passing, and this is Admiral Liu, a Chinese admiral. He said, what the United States fears the most is taking casualties, and he is referring to the South China Sea, where our president, Donald Trump, just encouraged our allies to put more forces, which would have to be on the water, we are talking the South China Sea, in that area. So it looks like we're trying to challenge China on their dominance in that region, which about four or five countries lay credit to.
Well, that's been somewhat of a shift by the Trump administration to counter the efforts by China that they've been doing a lot of island building and other types of exploratory work in Southeast Asia and the South China Sea. So this is an effort to counter them, moving more forces there, and I've been aware of it, and I know you talked about it earlier in your show about an increased contingent of U.S. Marines and other forces going into Australia. So this is a whole effort to bolster our forces. And, of course, you know, we've always been the dominant force, thanks to our great Navy in the Pacific. And I just see this as a continued effort by the president to use our military not so much as you know, getting involved in small skirmishes around the world, which has kind of been the way it's been, but to be a dominant deterrent around the world using our strategic forces when you use them in this context to do that and to send a signal to other adversaries that, you know, we're here.
Now, let's put on our political hats here, because you are the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. You just got reelected. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
And I want to talk about something I heard, again, over the weekend. I discussed this before because it's been a rumor mill that's been going on here. But Andrew Gillum, who ran unsuccessfully for governor, was defeated by Ron DeSantis, is not done yet. The rumors are circulating all over this state amongst the Democratic people that are talking about it that Gillum is going to make a run for the U.S. Senate against Marco Rubio in 2 years.
Well, seems to be what I've kind of been hearing. Rubio will be up for re-election in actually 2022.
Okay, 2022. Sorry about that. Okay.
That six-year term since his his re-election in 2016. Everybody looked around. What's next for Gillum? And of course, we heard rumor that he might be a candidate for president, and I just don't see that happening. So the Democrats are talking and looking around, and of course the Republicans will do the same thing. And that will be a critical race, because now we have two Republican senators in the Senate, and that's a first. And that goes back to probably the late 1800s that we had two Republican senators together in Florida. The Democrats don't like that. And so they're going to do whatever. And Gillum seems to be, the choice, considering how well he did against, Ron DeSantis in the governor's race. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Now, our very good friend Joe Gruters, who is now newly elected Florida state senator, is running for the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. I've known Joe for a number of years. I know you have too. He's a friend, and I totally support what he does in his endeavors. And I wish him well, and I think he's going to make one whale of a Republican Party of Florida chairman here in Florida, because he was the deputy superintendent or whatever of the Trump campaign here.
He was Trump's co-chairman for the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And he was instrumental going back a number of years before the race in introducing Trump to Florida, and going back probably almost 8 or 10 years before 2016 and getting Trump involved in Florida. And so there's a history there. And Joe's a great guy, good friend. In fact, I'm having lunch with him today, and I will
tell him I said hello. Yeah,
that you said hello and wish him luck. So,
yeah. And I'm supporting him.
He's going to have a lot of changes, and I think between him and Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, our new senator, who are all big Trump supporters, there will be a monumental effort on his part to ensure Donald Trump wins Florida again in 2020.
Well, most of the people that I talk to are very excited about Rick Scott becoming a U.S. senator, because nobody could name anything that Bill Nelson had done in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that seems to have been part of the campaign. You know, what was he doing for the 4 decades he was in, or nearly 4 decades he was in the Senate?
Well, Colonel, here comes the music, and we're going to have you on every week on Wednesday, so you're going to be here. We might call this the Colonel's Corner, this segment that we do, but thank you very much, sir. Give Joe our best. You take care, stay low, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, you take care, Matt.
Thank you. All right, Colonel Jim Warshuk from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also the chairman, by the way, also retired U.S. Air Force covert ops planner. All right, I'll be right back. Your calls will be welcome. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown heading into its 12th day, a meeting might take place Wednesday at the White House.
We have to have a wall as part of border security.
President Trump ended 2018 talking about the wall, and he began 2019 tweeting about it. The Democrats, much as I suspected, he tweeted, have allocated no money for a new wall. The White House did invite congressional leaders from both parties to a briefing on border security and the new wall. But the White House provided no details, and some Democrats are already calling the invitation a political stunt. The Smithsonian has now closed for the duration of the shutdown, and a number of national parks are also showing the effects, with trash piling up and rangers not protecting the parks. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by one of the best automobile dealers in the country, Moss Family Automotive, with four great locations to serve you, because Moss Family Automotive is always and has been Moss Nissan in Crystal River and Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you serve, you save, which means all active duty military. That means also veterans and first responders, active or retired, and 911 operators, too. Get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles at Moss Nissan or Moss Wholesale to the Public on the certified pre-owns. You'll also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes, free tire rotations as well. Now, their number, 727-815-3095. But it just got a whole bunch better because Moss Family Chevrolet is now part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. They're located at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway here in Tampa, Florida. Their number, 813-969-2600. And their gift to you, a Chevy employee discount for everybody that comes through the store. Now, here's my gift to you for going to Moss Family Automotive and buying a vehicle. You mention my name, the captain sent you, and you will get a $500 discount on top of whatever other deal you've made there with them. But you got to mention my name, the captain sent you. It's that simple. It's worth $500 to you on a new Nissan, certified pre-owned, or Moss Family Chevrolet. The captain sent you. Get yourself another $500, and we're happy to do it. They are definitely one of America's premier car dealers, and I've done business over the years at a number of different places, and I'm telling you, you got to go a long way to find anybody who does anything better than they do. You have my word on it. Now, If you want to call, the number is 877-969-8600 with anything you've got on your mind. Obviously, the president today is going to sit there again at the White House, and he's invited the Democratic leaders to stop by and try to make a deal on the wall, the budget, get things going again and all that. But I don't believe the Democrats are going to do anything to try to help things out when it comes to Donald Trump. We are going to be looking, ladies and gentlemen, at 2 years of obstructionism to the umpteenth degree. There's just no way out of it, because this is exactly what we were told by the Democrats when Donald Trump got elected to begin with. Now, I've been talking about this for a while, and I'm going to talk about it again because it bears worth repeating here. There is a way to solve this border wall situation, and it can be done very easily with a stroke of a pen. The president has to use his power of executive order to declare a national security emergency along the border with Mexico. Very simple. And in doing so, he could then reassign $25 billion from the military budget, all constitutionally within the powers that have been granted to him under the Constitution of the United States. And guess what? You've got the border wall. You've got all the money you wanted for the border wall. You've got a national security, which we all know is going on that border, especially after yesterday when about 150 illegals broke through the fence near Tijuana, where they were able to pry the fence apart and sneak through there. Plus, they were throwing kids wrapped in blankets over the top down to the other side to people to catch them. And then they went after the Border Patrol agents that were not very far away watching them by throwing rocks at them and actually advancing towards them. And the Border Patrol agents were forced to tear gas them to repel them, which they did. And they went scampering back across the border. That's an emergency. And by the way, if you get hit with one of those rocks, that could kill you. That could kill you. You get hit with one of those rocks in the right place, certainly it's going to hurt like hell. And they exercised extreme restraint, in my opinion, because if that had been on a Cuban border, if that had been on the North Korean border, if that had been on the Russian border, if that had been on the Chinese border, and they were throwing rocks at the guards, they would have shot them. Make no mistake about it. They would have shot them right on the spot. Our Border Patrol was being very lenient, maybe too much so. But that's how the president can solve that. Sign an executive order declaring a national security emergency along the border with Mexico, the whole length of it, from the Pacific to the Gulf, and then reassign $25 billion to the military budget and build the wall. Would the Democrats go ballistic? Sure. Would they try to sue him? Sure. Would they win? Hell no. Could it go to the Supreme Court? Absolutely. But I'm telling you, that's how you beat fire with fire, in my humble opinion. Now, that's just me talking. I don't know anything. I'm just a little guy in a radio. But to me, that's common sense. What say you? 877-969-8600. Also, the Latinos that are here legally support this president by about 3-1. They are sticking with President Trump because they don't want anybody to go ahead of them when it comes time for them becoming an American citizen. They don't want the DARPAs. They don't want the DACAs. They don't want the WACAs. They don't want the Hoosie-Watsits. They don't want anybody going ahead of them because they've paid their dues. They've gotten in the system. They've done it all correctly. And to that, I say I totally agree with them. Totally agree with them. And the fact that the GOP hasn't lost ground with Latinos is amazing, because they're still sitting there, depending on what poll you look at, 32% in one, 40% in another. Here's another one, 38%. So that's three. So guess what? That speaks very highly, again, for the president and what he's doing, because he's keeping his promises. He's keeping his promises. But I just told you how he could win out when it comes to the border, in my humble opinion. Now, what can we expect from Robert Mueller's report, you say? Well, it could be a bore. We don't know what's in it. Now, what Mueller is ignoring is a handful of U.S. intelligence officials with Mr. Comey out front who meddled in the presidential race, potentially altering the outcome. We know that's what happened. They did so on the grounds that they were somehow protecting America from Russia. And this was their rationale for getting around the obvious and important inhibition against such meddling, even though Adam Schiff, the lead Democrat in the House of Representatives, the House Intelligence Committee, now acknowledges that if Mr. Comey's latest account of the actions are true, it represents the most measurable and significant Russian influence on the race. Yeah, by our intelligence service. By our intelligence service. And the guys that were entrapped and encamped in the deep swamp. The deep state, as some people like to call it, or we'll call it the black swamp. Just for the sake of discussion. But think about that for a reason, for a second. Does that not make sense? Does that not make sense? Of course it does. Oh, by the way, to you folks on AM 1380 The Biz, yes, this is me, the captain from the Captain's America Third Watch, and I was informed by our program director, Joe Weaver, that they're now carrying the last hour, the fourth hour over there, because the Wall Street Business Network, the morning show comes on now an hour later at 6 a.m. to 7, and then stay tuned at 7 a.m. for our buddy Rod, Tampa Bay Business? Okay. All right, that with Rod Thompson, that'll be on coming at 7 a.m. over on AM 1380. You want to listen to that. A little different twist on things in the morning, if you will. Kind of a little different take as to what you would hear normally on some of the morning talk shows. So it'll be interesting to hear. And by the way, I'll be having breakfast about that time, so I'll probably catch the first 30 minutes or so of the program. And, of course, Chris Markowski's been moved up now to 9 to 12. So there you go. All right. Now, speaking of which, we should be hearing from Chris here in a couple minutes. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back with a lot more. By the way, it's a beautiful day in the morning out there. A little bit of fog around the area. A little bit of fog around the area. So be careful in your driving. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this final segment of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Do they deliver? Yep. Do they ship? Yep. All around the country. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the street of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And always make sure you wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks driving around when you see them, because that's going to be Kevin or Dominic behind the wheel. Remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. You never know what that might get you this time in the morning when you show up there. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Mr. Chris, how are you, and Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Now, I got to ask you a question. We certainly are living in a volatile market here because I'm looking at the futures. They've changed since what I told you it was. Right now, the Dow futures -437.50 in the red, -145.75 NASDAQ futures in the red, Standard & Poor's -40.63 in the red. Looks like we're fixing to have a rough day today.
Maybe. You know, how many days have we gotten up in the morning and futures have been down and then they've come back and then vice versa? Right now it's trading based upon, you know, momentum. And you had Chinese manufacturing data for the private economy come out and it was weaker than expected. I think it was their first retrenchment in, I think it was about 16, 17 months. So Asia started off the selling, moved on to Europe, and now it's here in the United States. What we can hope for moving forward to try to maybe solidify things is earnings season. We start seeing earnings coming down the pike, but we're still basically at a point in time where, you know, it's sell first, ask questions later, which way the computers are going to drive the markets at that point in time based upon momentum. And you know, you gotta stay with the basics, people. If you don't, you're going to get your head ripped off with this type of market. It's very, very, very difficult to time this thing. In fact, I'd say it's impossible to do so. So don't.
Now, the other thing that I want to mention is we're still seeing businesses move out of California. There's a mass exodus of some pretty good-sized corporations that are moving not just into places like Nevada or Arizona or New Mexico, but they're coming as far over as Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Some of them, very few of them, have come to Florida, but that's because of the tax structure. We're not giving away the farm like some of these other states are.
Florida gives away the, it went a lot to places like Amazon when Amazon wanted to put their fulfillment centers in. Sometimes, you know, companies move, you know, they're going to get some sort of deal from some municipality. Not always the case. There's a lot that's involved with companies looking to move and where they're going to decide to move. They have to take into consideration their staff. And where they're going to like it, the schools, for the staff's kids. There's a lot of different things they take into consideration. Without a doubt, high tax states are continuing to see mass movements outside the state. I don't know how they're going to end up reversing that trend. The only thing I could see is that you're going to have to kind of rejigger government. You're going to have to lower taxes, but they're not doing that. In California, they keep adding the tax after tax and proposing tax after tax.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still have the real estate in some of these hot areas in and around San Francisco, Silicon Valley. It's still booming. But the reality is people don't even understand this. You've got more people on welfare in California and on government assistance than in any other state in the country.
Can you say the word illegal?
Well, it's not just illegal. There's a have and have nots within that state, without a doubt. Definitely illegal playing a part. But there's also a divide there. It's, you know, various different areas. You can move out off the coast and it can oftentimes be a different world.
Now, you're up there in New York, and by the way, for the folks that are listening to us on AM 1380 The Biz, your show has now moved to 9 to 12, is that correct?
Nationally, on 1380 The Biz, I'll be on from 2 to 5.
2 to 5, okay, but you're doing it live, what, 9 to 12?
Yes.
All right, okay, 2 to 5, all right, so I got that wrong. All right, and I'll have to make a note of that for future use, because they have the new local show coming on there at 7 o'clock with Rod Thompson, and I'm on for the full 4 hours now till 6 a.m. for the listeners that are listening to us on 1380.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, and, of course, the Wall Street, what is it, the morning business wrap-up or whatever that's on now at 6 to 7. Now, what I wanted to ask you was about your connections up there in New York City. What are you hearing? What's the word on the street for the average investor who's sitting there going, man, what do I do? The market's up, the market's down. Should I buy bonds? Should I buy property? Should I buy gold? People are telling me silver. I mean, just, what are you thinking?
Silver.
No, I mean, I've heard all sorts of stuff.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was the gold coin salesman coming out of the woodwork.
That's it.
Again.
That's it. They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to lose money? Go buy yourself some coins. I got to speak from the standpoint of my clientele, and I have clients all over the world, for crying out loud. They're my clients. They've got their financial plans done the right way. They understand that the markets can be volatile. They understand, my clients understand, that stocks are a long-term investment. Mm-hmm. I went over this, I think we talked about it last week. I said, if you bought in at the highs, let's say back in 2007 before the financial crisis,
right,
and then you went through the financial crisis and had the market sell off, and you owned high-quality companies, 5 years out, you were way up. 5 years ago, you went through all of that, you were still up. Stocks are never a short-term prospect. If you need to have access to your money, cash, within the next 5 years, you shouldn't be in stocks. You should be in cash and cash equivalents.
Right.
CDs, short-term treasuries, things of that nature. Stocks are always a long-term investment. You know, when someone comes up to me and says, hey, Chris, I got $100,000, but I need it for a house to buy a house next year. Mm-hmm. You think I'm going to put them in stocks? No way.
No.
I don't care how great I think the economy is going to be, because the 2018 economy mm-hmm. was phenomenal and the markets were horrible.
All righty. Well, I got to let you go. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day up there.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now I've got a treat for you folks. Hang in here on the telephone line very patiently. Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. Dan, we got about 2 minutes, so go for it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what. Sometimes to get your point across, the best thing is a little comedy relief.
Yeah.
I was in New Orleans at the Sugar Bowl watching the mighty Texas Longhorns beat the daylights out of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. Sorry, Atlantic. Go ahead.
Sneak that in for Denise Simons, but as we were preparing to go to the Superdome, an old movie from the 70s was on that if you're my age, maybe a little older, remember. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, God, yeah. Mel Brooks, yep. Mm-hmm.
The Republicans ought to use that, because there is a scene in the movie that explains the Democrats' immigration policy and the reason why we don't have a wall. It's the scene in the movie where they're out in the desert and the bad guys stop to go through a toll gate. Pay for their horses to go through this toll gate when there's no fence, there's nothing around, but just a lone guy at a toll gate trying to get him through. How ridiculous that is.
that's good.
That's how they should portray it, put it on there. This is the Democrats' immigration policy from Blazing Saddles in 1976.
Okay, question for you. Mitt Romney, he came out, opened his mouth, showed his true colors again. I'm not surprised the op-ed piece he put out there. I made the statement earlier in the program. We've got John McCain has resurrected himself on steroids in Mitt Romney.
As I was surprised what Lindsey Graham said, jealousy is a drink best served warm.
Mm.
And that pretty much, you don't need this. You don't need another headache. I'm hoping he's not another John McCain. I hope he's not overreading his election from the beehive state to the U.S. Senate.
Well, we got 6 years to put up with him, so for 6 years we're going to hear what we're going to hear.
I never thought U.S. senators should have six-year terms now that they're elected. They should revert to four-year terms. House has two-year terms. Because if you make a mistake, they're there for a long extra 2 years.
Well, yeah, because you elect them a second term, now they're 12 years in office.
Right. I just find that I think they're having Senate remorse in West Virginia. But you kind of figured that was going to happen with Romney. He's kind of that way. I'd look for another mm-hmm. John McCain, but I think he's going to be John McCain on.
Well, Dan, congratulations to the Texas Longhorns. I watched the tail end of that game. I'm very happy for Texas. Texas has got a long tradition. I've got a lot of friends there. I got to let you go because we're winding up the show, but we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay, talk to you later on in the week.
All righty, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. A longtime listener to the program and a very serious contributor. He knows his stuff. All right. Coming up on many of the answer stations, of course, Hugh Hewitt and Scott James, who's up there on 92.1 107.5. Don't forget to catch his program. And around the country, it's been a great pleasure and an honor to start out 2019 with some of you who just kind of took the last couple days off. But I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back tonight. Count on it.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.